Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Researchers from Cisco Talos discovered two remote code execution vulnerabilities in the Kusori Smart Air Fryer, allowing attackers to take control of the Wi-Fi-enabled device, changing settings like cooking temperature and timings. The researchers further note these RCEs were disclosed without a fix, as Kusori did not respond appropriately within 90 days of being notified. Today, Venmo added support for four types of cryptocurrency: Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. Users cannot yet make purchases with crypto, only buy, sell, and hold using their linked bank account or debit card. IKEA announced an open beta revamp of their AR design tool IKEA Studio for iOS. The app lets you capture 3D room plans with measurements and detects existing furniture with designs able to be exported in 2D or 3D. Beta signups are open now. Eligible users will receive notification from test flight when a slot becomes available. PayPal plans to launch a local wallet in China focused on cross-border payments, rather than competing with domestic payment systems. In January, PayPal became the first foreign firm with 100% ownership of a payments platform in China. McAfee Mobile researchers Sangriol Ryu and Chanung Pak discovered malware with more than 700,000 downloads through Google Play that hijack SMS notifications and make unauthorized purchases. McAfee has named the malware Etnu, noting it is similar to a previously known Android malware family known as Joker, which also forced paid subscriptions onto victims. Affected apps were reported to Google and removed. Fitbit announced the fashion-focused Lux Fitness Tracker, available for pre-order now for $149.95, although no release date was announced. Fitbit claims the Lux offers 5 days of battery life, with a buttonless color OLED touchscreen, and can monitor heart, sleep, oxygen saturation, and standard fitness activity. Amazon announced it is planning to open a hair salon in East London, near their UK headquarters. Initially only open for Amazon employees, the public will be able to make bookings in the coming weeks. The salon will offer an augmented reality hair color tool and give them a Fire tablet for use during their appointment. Appointments will be carried out using all possible COVID precautions. Currently, there are no plans to open a second salon. Taiwan's Nanya Technologies, the world's fourth largest maker of DRAM chips, announced a $10 billion plan to attempt to ease the global semiconductor shortage. Plant construction in New Taipei will begin by the end of 2021, completed by 2023, with mass production scheduled for 2024. Nextdoor announced a new anti-racism notification rolling out this week on iOS, Android, and web. It will prompt users to reconsider posting if the app thinks some word choices are offensive, much like its previous kindness reminder. Nextdoor states the kindness reminder reduced incivil content by 30%. Users are able to ignore this prompt and post their original draft as written. Today, AMD released Radeon Software Adrenalin 21.4.1. AMD Link 4 expands Radeon's remote play application with a native Windows app, multiplayer streaming, and support for 144 frames per second and 5.1 surround sound. The company claims the new streaming technology is up to 60% better due to changes reducing latency. AMD Link game feature is similar to Steam's Remote Play Together, allowing code generation for easy invites for multiplayer games. Link game works across applications, though both users need an AMD card to take part. Reddit launched a Clubhouse-like audio feature called Reddit Talk, currently allowing subreddit moderators to apply to try it out. Moderators will initially be the only ones able to create a Reddit Talk room, but other speakers can be invited as co-hosts, with listeners able to access Reddit Talk on iOS and Android apps. Sony previously announced it would shut down the PlayStation stores for the PS3 and PlayStation Vita over the summer. However, the company now says it will keep those digital storefronts open for the foreseeable future. The PSP store will still shut down as announced on July 2, 2021. Facebook will start testing live audio rooms available to individuals, in-group, and public figures, expected to be available later this summer on Facebook and Messenger. The company also announced Soundbites, described by CEO Mark Zuckerberg as an audio version of Reels, offering short-form audio with a stream of brief clips to scroll through, as well as a podcast discovery tool that will support playing content in the background. The company also confirmed a partnership with Spotify called Project Boombox, which will let users share audio content to the newsfeed with an inline player. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.